Human colonization of Mars is inching away from the realm of science fiction and becoming closer to a real possibility. A Dutch effort is signing up potential recruits for a Mars mission to be tracked on a reality TV show.
And entrepreneur Elon Musk said a few days back that humankind needs a second home to ensure survival. He's gearing his space technology efforts toward bringing a million people to Mars, 100 at a time, in a couple of decades.
And we'd like to hear from you, too. So would you go to Mars? Why or why not? Give us a call at 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. But I have to throw in a couple of cautions here. First of all, it is probably a one-way trip, one-way ticket. And MIT researchers say that in the Dutch plan for a colony, people are going to start dying about 60 days after they land. So there are some complications. Give us a call at 800-642-1234.
Psychologist Frank Farley joins us now to start things off. He's a psychologist at Temple University, former president of the American Psychological Association, frequent guest here on the Ideas Network, and he's done a lot of research on risk-taking and thrill-seeking personalities, a relevant topic for this Mars idea. Frank, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Rob.
So, Frank, what kind of personality do you think would line up to go on this dangerous one-way trip to Mars?
Well, firstly, I would sign up because I happen to believe that if we can get there, we probably could figure a way to get back. But I think that the kind of personality that would do it is what I would call the type T personality, capital letter T, which stands for thrill-seeking. And these are really the risk-takers among us. And, you know, the kind of things that motivate them tend to be things like challenge, novelty, uncertainty, variety. They tend to be very self-confident. They believe they control their destiny. They show independence of judgment. One important quality is they're often optimistic, more fearless than most people, and often innovative. So you package all those kind of qualities together, and I think you've got people who would do it, most definitely. You know, historically, a lot of the great adventures were, at the time they happened, really seen as one way, you know. And people were sort of maybe bored with where they were. They wanted something different, and so they set sail. And so we shouldn't, you know, today we know so much scientifically compared to the past that I would opine that by the time this really gets going, we will have figured out some way of a return trip.
So maybe some of those people who went on a ship-bound voyage to the New World, it may as well have been going to Mars for them back in the 1600s or whenever.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, the prevailing wisdom among many was that you look at the horizon and the oceans end and you're going to drop off, and that's, you know, the flat world. And it didn't happen, and they didn't come back in most cases. So, you know, we're learning a lot more about Mars, so the MIT people are pessimistic. I'm not. I'm optimistic. And, you know, if there's water to sustain life, you know, if we can prove any degree of sustainability, you know, then we can amplify that, and we're going to do it. There's just no question. It's one of the key ingredients in the human spirit. I think we'll do, you know, the moon first, perhaps, you know, and get our sea legs, if you will, and then go on to Mars. But it's going to happen. Absolutely no doubt about it.
Frank, I wonder, is there some fundamental difference between, say, these thrill-seeking, risk-taking people and someone like, oh, I don't know, me?
I don't know. You'd have to tell me more about you. you know, you're in the media, and actually media is somewhat risky. You probably have some of these personality traits. You may not even be aware of it. Not everybody wants to be in the media, you know. I mean, lots of people just want a straight 9-to-5 job. They don't want to run the risk of saying something wrong that'll get them criticized on the air or whatever. So you probably have some of those traits. But the opposite of the big T risk taker is what I call the small T. And that person would not, I don't believe, ever show any interest in going to Mars, the moon, or anywhere near. You know, they're just fundamentally risk averse.
So, Frank, I got to ask you, you've already said that you would go. But how do I know that you're a big T and not just a T for talker, somebody who says they're going to go, but when it comes time to get on that plane, you're not going to be the one?
Well, that's such a good question. I don't know. You know, a lot of my research into risk-taking has taken me all over the world, Mount Everest, and I've flown hot air balloons in races in China and in Russia and so on, just to get close to world-class risk-takers, whitewater rafting in the Andes, in South America, et cetera. So, but my thrill is mostly studying these people. And if I were to do something like that, I would probably want to go along as a kind of science person on the trip. And but you never know until the moment arrives.
Now, I wonder if there's a downside if everyone who, say, goes to a Mars colony has a propensity for risk-taking. Could that make life hazardous when you're making those daily decisions and your behavior in that colony?
It could. You know, it may be a key factor to get people to volunteer and to go, etc. But you may want people who are sort of less than, not at the top of the T scale, if you will. And so, you know, successful civilizations require a full range of personal qualities. We need the small T people for stability, for structure, for order, for, you know, to keep the records, to keep the trains running on time, if you will. But we need the big T to innovate and to lead the way in new directions. And so a successful colony on Mars or the moon or anywhere else is really going to require a mixture.
Frank, thanks a lot for joining us again.
You're welcome.
That's Temple University psychologist Frank Farley talking about risk-taking behavior and possible colonies on Mars.
And now it's your turn. Would you sign up for a one-way ticket to Mars? Are you one of those big T personalities? Why or why not wouldn't you want to go? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. We are taking your calls right now on this very simple question. Would you go on a one-way trip to Mars? Why or why not? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. Or you can tweet us at Central Time WPR.
Elon Musk of SpaceX hopes to build a colony of 1 million people. He wants to ship them 100 at a time. A Dutch effort has been recruiting people for the Mars One project. They'd be tracked on a reality TV show, of course, through training and colonization. Would you go? 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go right to a caller now. We've got Mark on the line in Ironwood, Michigan. Mark, hi.
Hi. I go, but, you know, I told your producer I would go, but then I had to, like, give the little caveat that I would have gone because between 20 and 40 I could have gone. Now I have 3 kids, so probably would have to pass and try to encourage them to go.
See, that's – oh, you would encourage your kids to go?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what if that means they go and you don't see them again? I mean,
guys,
in person.
You know?
I mean, a phone call from Mars every now and again maybe.
Yeah, it'd be rough. It'd be rough. But I wouldn't want all 3 to go, you know. But, yeah, I'd encourage it, a new world. There's more land on Mars than there is on Earth.
True.
I'd highly encourage anybody who's even thinking about it to read the trilogy, this War and Peace of science fiction.
Ken Stanley Robinson.
Red Mars, Green Mars, Blue Mars.
Excellent books by Kim Stanley Robinson. Mark,
they
thank you
great.
So much for the call. Good luck to your kids should they make the decision to go.
They might. They're pretty young.
All right, we've got lots of phone calls lining up. Here we go to John in Houstonsford next. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, good. You got to tell me if you're going to Mars. Are you a big T or a little T?
Well, I think I'm a big T, and I agree with your last caller that I'm 54 years old at this time. But as far as being a big T, I agree with your expert in that risk takers. I myself am a risk taker, and I was involved in professional rodeo for a long time. My comment involving that is that being a risk taker, people kind of said, you must be out of your mind to go and do that and continually do that. And why do you do it? And I think an opportunity like that, not only would I also encourage my children or their grandchildren to do so, I think it would be because you'd be the first ones. You'd be the, you know, you'd be the explorers, the ones that go out there and say it, make history.
They'd write about you in the history books. All right, John. Thanks for the
change, right there.
All right, thanks for the call.
A great story, John. Maybe Mars doesn't look so bad if you've been in rodeo. I don't know. I will go now to Victoria in Kingsford, Michigan. Victoria, hi.
Hey.
Would you go to Mars?
I would go to Mars if I could take my animals with me. But the reason why I would go is because I feel like it would probably be a sort of abysmal failure, and that would be sort of my best shot probably at immortality. I mean, I would be known as one of the few that went to Mars, like the space dog Laika, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be a really cool way to go. And other than that, I will probably just end up dying in a car accident or of old age or something.
So you want to be remembered. Victoria, I don't want to leave this hanging there. You would only go if you could take your animals. What animals?
Well, I have my cat sitting on my lap right now. We're driving out to North Dakota. His name is Adolf, but we're Jewish. We're not, I mean,
all right.
It's not supposed to be offensive.
Gotcha. That's okay, Victoria. Thanks for the call. You could have the first cat on Mars. We are taking your calls, answering the question, would you go to Mars on one of these expeditions that are starting to try to recruit people for the future? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234.
Of course, if I know cats on Mars, once it got off the jet, you'd never see that cat again.
Right.
Be hiding behind a rock or something. We heard from Gail on Facebook, who says, no, thank you. I like to keep my feet on terra firma, and I guess that's right here on Earth. We also have a call from Gary, who is in South Milwaukee. Let's go to Gary now. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? You ready to go to Mars?
Yeah, I'd go. I mean, think about it. Historically, if you were chosen as a Columbus crewmate, wouldn't you go for that? Or maybe the first settlers in the New World? I mean, just think of it. It would just be an adventure of your lifetime.
Okay, so, but who knows the names of any of Columbus's crewmates? Or are you just willing to...
Well, you know what? In this age with all the World Wide Web, I'm sure they'd have our names all over the place, and they'd be selling our story to every reality show they could find.
Gary, you got me on that one. 800-642-1234. Would you go to Mars?
Brian on Twitter says, no, I wouldn't know anybody there. Fair enough.
Well, not yet.
Not yet. That's, you'll meet people. We'll go back to our callers now with Adam in Oshkosh. Adam, hi.
Good evening. I've, in fact, actually been following the Mars One project for some time and was really excited about it. And if I'd spent about a couple weeks trying to convince my wife to sign up with me, and if I'd succeeded at that, I would have put myself through the application process.
Wait a minute. If you'd succeeded with that, it sounds like you failed to convince your wife to go.
I did. And I was not quite willing to put my marriage at jeopardy to continue the process.
That's good. Adam, I don't want Mars breaking up relationships. Thanks. Venus, though, maybe for her?
I'm not sure. I think the same qualms will probably be up there.
Fair enough. Adam, thanks a lot for calling in.
All right, let's go to Deborah now. And Deborah joins us from Madison. Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
You going to Mars?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Boy, that was pretty...
definitive.
And why not? No sense of adventure? You like it here? The tax rates there are too high? What?
It's just, in spite of the shortcomings on Earth, it's just such a beautiful place. And, you know, to our knowledge, there's nothing on Mars yet. There's nothing set up. There's, you know, family and friends here. And I just wouldn't. I wouldn't give all that up to go and explore a new place that has probably nothing on it.
All right, that sounds fair enough. Deborah, thanks so much for the call.
A couple more minutes to take your calls. Would you go to Mars on one of these colonizing expeditions people are trying to put together? 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. B is with us in Kimball, Nebraska. B, hi.
Hi.
Would you go?
Yes. Yes, I sure would. And I'm 73 years old, and I sure would go because it would be one heck of a great adventure.
All right. Would you want to take friends and family with you, or just start a whole new page in your history?
No, it'd be just me going.
Just you. B, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your story.
Now, it's really interesting hearing all the various scenarios here. Let's go to Kevin in Janesville. Hi, Kevin.
Would I go to Mars?
Yeah.
Absolutely, in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat. It's that simple. Is this something you've actually thought about, or is this just kind of a gut reaction?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I grew up in the middle of the space race and the Apollo program and the advent of Star Trek. And just the spirit of the explorer has always been a deep call.
Well, Kevin, I think a lot of us grew up in that same age with you, and there are a lot of folks out there who probably feel the same way.
No more time for callers, but I see Jeff from Ashland says he'd go if he could raise money for Mars Public Radio. You can make your pledge. Oh, no, wait. That was last week. Well, thank you for all your calls. Gene, got to ask, would you go?
No, I'm a capital C for chicken.
Yeah, me too. At least leaving friends and family behind, that'd be hard to cut ties. Brittany, give us a nod. Would you go? Nope.
Nope.
Shakes her head. Amanda? In a heartbeat, yeah. She's that.
Okay.
She does roller derby, so she's type T writ large.
You can T keep, for troubles.
Yeah. You can keep telling us, giving us your answer. Would you go to Mars? Head over to the Central Time Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR.